Big D Entertainment, in association with Dipsy Doodle Productions, presents the Dave Holly Hour, brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, Quality Nails, Ale Hop Brewery Tours, and Jesse Moffitt Entertainment. The Dave Holly Hour features Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment Conversations and has been recognized by the Sioux Falls Stage Awards with a special distinction for promoting the arts. A true lover of arts, entertainment, good food, and fun times, including an occasional Jack Daniels. Okay, so a few Jack Daniels. Here he is, Dave Holly.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you listening. And if you've been listening every week, you now know this is episode 93. That countdown to episode 100 is the magical seven that's left. Episode 100, speaking of seven, would be on the 7th of October. That's when we're going to have some real fun. But if you're a first-time listener wondering what the show's about, we talk to the creatives, the actors, the singer-songwriters, the musicians. We talk to the visual artists, the sculptors, the authors, the poets. Whatever it may be in the arts and entertainment world around the Sioux Empire, well, we cover it, and we'd like to get you up close and personal with those artists and entertainers. Today, a couple of great ones. Coming up later in the show, a singer-songwriter. We're expanding the Sioux Empire to include North Dakota, but it has a local tie. Natty Jean has been in Sioux Falls this past weekend recording a new album at Warehouse Recording Studio. Mark Dom's studio. Mark's been on the show before. A lot of people that we've had on the show have recorded albums there. So that's going to be great to look forward to. And coming up in a few minutes, she is just a marvelous person to see on stage and a marvelous person to meet as well. Brittany Hansen, actor and singer, has been quite busy in some musicals of late. We'll talk about that. But let's get this Thursday started.
Time to grab your favorite beverage, lift it high, and toast it to being Thursday, a.k.a. Weekend Eve.
Hey, the weekend isn't around the corner, it's here!
So long, hump day and your frumpy way. We say hello to Thursdays with opening nights. The weekend is near and we can see the bright lights. Yes, Thursday, you're so hearty, we can't wait for Friday, so a day early, we start the party.
All right, whatever you like to toast with, let's lift it up high, of course, for moi, Jasper Newton, Jack Daniel's Diet Coke, and a lime.
Should have seen the one I poured last night. Wow.
It was a tie this week for the toast, but we'll give the toast out to Innovative Arts, because last weekend had the pleasure to take in Headlights Theater, yeah, in the parking lot next to a funeral home. Music and dance, it was incredible. That came about last year because of the COVID situation. Now, Broadcast Theater came about a few years prior, but they had to wait through COVID. They are finally back at it with original work that they put on last week. Sue Martins had been on the show to talk about it. She's one of the cast members. They promised it would be a 90-minute show. It was pretty well spot-on 90 minutes. And I'm positive that at some point in each one of those 90 minutes, my wife and I were both laughing. Just incredible. So to Innovative Arts, thank you for people that come up with wonderful things to do that we can partake in and see and enjoy.
Honorable mention.
All right, so now what tickled my fancy bone, what made me smile? Well, I tell you what, last week I did enjoy the corn game, you know, the Major League Baseball Field of Dreams game. That was cool, but as many of you know, I do love baseball. I only played it through Little League. I didn't go on and play any organized ball or so forth, but I still remember playing Little League, and I tell you what, wish I'd have been as lucky as these kids from Sioux Falls. How about that? Congratulations. Sioux Falls Little League team in the World Series. Their first game is 4 o'clock on Friday. It's going to be on ESPN. That's wonderful. So congrats to the Sioux Falls Little League team.
Looking forward, I will be watching because just so happens my regular job time frame ends at 4 o'clock that day. All right. But we are not finished by any means here. We are just getting started. Later on in the hour, Natty Jean, singer-songwriter, but up next, singer and actor Brittany Hansen on the Dave Holly Hour.
Hi, my name is Jesse Moffitt, and I'm not a piano player. I'm a comic magician and hypnotist. I've been performing for over 20 years. I've performed at many events, corporate events, holiday parties, post-prom parties, graduation parties, state and county fairs, festivals, just about anything you can imagine. The funniest thing about the Magic Act is that I use a ton of audience participation, and that can make things really interesting.
Put it down the front of your shirt.
Stop being so, I'm not, my hand won't follow it.
The best thing about the hypnosis show is that the volunteers and their imaginations really make it a blast.
Holy crap, dude, did you see what you just did? You could do that possibly to girls.
For booking information, go to Jesse Moffitt Entertainment on Facebook. That's JESSEMOFFITT. Or call 605-929-0964.
He's never met a meal he didn't like. Once again, here is Dave Holly.
Welcome back, everyone. So happy that you're able to join us. And I'm happy right now because the young lady that we're going to speak with, find out more about, just puts a smile on everybody's face. Brittany Hansen, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank
glad
you.
To see you even answer with you being wonderful. it's sad because I know one of the things you asked about was, well, is this videotaped? No, it's just audio, but people can't see that smile.
They'll be able to hear it.
That they will, you know, and that's a very important thing. When people can hear you smile, that means it's genuine. People know that. There's no put on about it and so forth. But you have been making audiences in the Sioux Empire smile for a while now. Oh, my goodness gracious, especially the past few months, you've been busy.
Yes.
You've been in the Fantastics.
Yep.
You've been a reality wife.
I have.
And you've also done previous shows with Goodnight Theater.
Yes.
You ever going to stop?
No.
Good for you.
No way.
Yeah.
You only missed one. There was one in between those two shows, and I have to make a little joke about it. I was in an opera between those two.
No kidding.
I was an opera singing bear in the Fairy Tale Opera in the Park.
Okay.
It's put on by Opera South Dakota every year, and it's
excellent.
Like for kids, and that was really fun too.
Oh, wow. So you've got a wide range of characters you can play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That little one, doing opera for little kids is kind of a niche, I think.
That would be interesting. I have a niece that is from Nashville. She now lives in Philadelphia. She's highly trained in opera. And in Nashville, they used to do an opera at bars.
Nice.
They would go from bar to bar and sing an opera song.
I bet people loved
it. Oh, they did.
They didn't know what to do, though.
Very cool. Yeah, of course, they didn't know the lyrics at all.
Right.
What got you all interested and jacked up about being a performer?
Oh, my. I've been performing since I was a kid. I would just put on shows for my parents or my family
right.
in the driveway. We had one block party one year, and they had a whole big sound system set up, and I was like, Mom. So I ran to our house, which was like three houses down, and got my Britney Spears CD, because my name's Britney, so I wanted to be Britney, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I grabbed my
different
CD.
Different spelling, though, right?
Very different, yeah. But I put that CD on, and I sang, like, non-karaoke with Britney Spears for the whole crowd, and then I ran home and was so embarrassed. I didn't come out for, like, 10 minutes. But I wasn't shy until
only
afterwards.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I didn't want to miss the bike races and stuff.
Right.
But it's so funny, because I always got shy after I performed.
Interesting.
I wasn't as nervous because they hadn't heard me yet. But as soon as they had heard me, I would get more nervous because I was wondering what they were thinking.
Uh-huh. So. But did you get applause?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then what were you thinking about? It wasn't good then.
It just always is nerve-wracking, you know?
True,
so.
Yeah. Anytime you perform is.
Yeah. So anyway, that was kind of, just a glimpse of my little past.
Yeah, I always remember what a good friend that I was in an improv troupe with, the first time we did an improv private show for somebody, he said, remember, 95% of the people that watch us don't have the gumption, he used different words, but don't have the gumption to get up in front of people to perform.
That's
so
true.
They're going to love it.
Yep.
So always think of that 95%.
I like that.
That's a good thing to remember. What do you enjoy most about performing? Now that you've gotten past that Britney Spears part.
I know, right? Isn't that a funny story? You know, I think I really enjoy getting to dive into the different people and playing those different characters. So getting to look at life through a different lens, I think, is really important. I'm from a small town in Wyoming, and I went to a small college in Sioux Falls. And so I think ever since then, it's been really cool to live through other people in the stories that we're telling. So I think that's my favorite part of it. And also the community, of course, is so supportive. So
incredible,
you don't have to be worried about trying new things or playing. That's why it's called a play after all. So, yeah, I love that.
Yeah. And so you came from Wyoming to Sioux Falls. What brought you here?
The music department.
The music department.
At USF. Yeah.
So what is your actual major in?
I majored in music education, communication studies, and theater.
Wow.
So I was a little busy.
Threw
body.
It all that together, huh?
Yeah. Oof, I was a busybody.
Well, you are anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have much downtime.
That's how I'm wired. Yeah.
Yeah. And what barista gets that part of it done for you then?
What do you mean?
You know, where's your coffee come from?
Oh, sure. I see what you're saying. I try not to drink too much, otherwise I get extra jittery.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a local spot. Yeah, just one and
well,
I'm done.
But, you know, and people can see your energy on stage, too. That's always fun. Although, you know, as someone that's been in Goodnight and you starred with him recently, is there anybody that can keep pace in movement with Simon Vloss?
Simon Vloss. I knew that's who you were going to say.
Yep.
You know, when we got paired together for Fantastics, I have only done one show with him ever. We both went to USF, actually, together. So I had only done one show before that with him. And he's a totally different guy now. I mean, it's amazing. And so when I got paired with him, I was a little nervous. I thought of his energy and how to, like, match that, you know, or try to. And also, like, the chemistry, because he hadn't done a part, like, neither of us had ever had any shows together. So the chemistry part of the love story we were telling was kind of interesting. Luckily, that came together pretty naturally. And
that
the character is different as enough that I didn't have to rival his energy or, you know, match it quite in the same way. But yeah, I was trying to bring up my energy for sure with Simon. But he had to tone it back for that role too, because it wasn't like a cabaret.
Yeah.
He wasn't
himself.
He was someone else. And so that was challenging for both of us. I think we had a lot of camaraderie in that.
Yeah. What do you enjoy about the moment that it comes together? You know, when you get that, aha, here we go. We're ready for this show.
Yeah, it always happens at a different time.
Yeah.
In the process, which is really interesting. And I think when it clicks, it's almost like a relief. Like you finally feel like, okay, like we've got this. You know, it's that anxiety built up this whole time. And then when you finally nail it, or you finally understand your character more, whenever, like, there's certain clicks along the way that you get. And I think that moment is just almost like relaxing. I'm like, oh yes, I do know what I'm doing. And these people are all, like, we're all on the same page and that story comes together. I don't know how to describe it unless you've done it,
right?
I think.
Yeah, and people that have done it understand what you're talking about. And I think what's great about that is it's like, okay, so all the prep we did for this is not for naught.
Yes.
You finally get to prove that we're doing this for a reason, and we're going to have fun with it. We're going to make it a great production. What have you seen in your time then? How many years have you been here in Sioux Falls?
Geez, close to 10.
Okay. And in that time frame, how have you seen this city change in terms of the arts and entertainment community?
Oh, my word. What a challenging question that is, because
I get in one good one each interview.
No, so having been in college for part of that, I think that you're sort of in your own little bubble. But I know now how much there is going on. And I think even for college students, they can recognize what's going on in the city around them. So what Luke Tatchy has done with Sioux Falls Stage and Sioux Falls Gallery, and oh my word. But also, like, having the Levitt and having these local professional theater companies and still the Sioux Empire Community Theater, everyone has a different niche. You know, I think of the Broadcast Theater and the Monstrous Little Theater Company. They all have their own niche. And I think that's what makes Sioux Falls so great, because it's not in competition with each other.
Yeah, I always say that the C word for the arts and entertainment community is collaboration.
Yeah.
It's not competition.
It isn't.
Yeah, and it's just so fun to see. Speaking of Broadcast Theater, saw their show on Saturday night, 90 minutes straight through. Positive, I laughed every single minute.
Oh, my word.
It was amazing. Great, great stuff. But definitely, that's one of the things I wanted to bring up, because you are part of that with being in Goodnight Theater Collective. You know, when you started college here, there wasn't
they
that.
Didn't exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you were either doing a college show or you're going to be in SECT.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. Those were your options. And now there's so many more. I even forget about the dance companies. I mean, having new ballet company here and having Headlights Theater. And I'm sure I'm missing people. Please don't be mad at me. But there's so many different parts of the arts that come together in Sioux Falls. And because we're still small, it's not competitive.
And the other thing is the venues that are available now. You know, who would have thunk that people would be putting on plays and, you know, playing music and so forth at a book co-op?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so the availability, and I get so angry with people that say, oh, Sioux Falls is such a boring town. It's like, what? Have you taken a look at the calendar?
Yeah.
We have to decide between, you know, half a dozen things usually on one night as to what we're going to.
Yeah,
is there something?
Right, it's usually people that are not making it to all the events because they're having to choose, which is a problem in and of itself, but what a good one, right?
Well, okay, so you did plays as a kid.
Yeah.
And I will take a moment. I was very similar in that regard. Now I actually have a white beard and mustache. But when I was about 4 or 5 years old, we had downstairs in the basement, it was an unfinished basement, there was this cardboard cutout of a fireplace. And I had a red pajama set. I think it was even like supposed to be a football one because it had 77 on the number. And believe it or not, I found a little red stocking cap and made it pointed. And I actually took Elmer's glue and cotton balls and put them on my face.
Oh,
and I broke through the chimney and put on a Christmas show.
And everyone
Santa
loved
Claus.
It.
Yes, they did.
My gosh. So similarly, in elementary school, the very first production that I did, like at a school level, they always did a Christmas show. It was always a different script with the same parts.
Right.
And I know not everyone can see me, but I wanted to be Mrs. Claus. That was the dream role for any of the girls there. And of course, there's a Santa and there's all these other like parts with lines. Guys, you can't see me, but I got typecast as an elf and I got stuck in that role ever since. I never got
I can imagine.
Never got to be Mrs. Claus. But so I'm happy that you got to be Santa.
Well, I do. You know, we'll keep it quiet here, you know, in case kids are listening. But there is a Santa Claus that I'm quite close to.
Oh.
Yeah. And if you want to be Mrs. Claus,
dream could come true.
Yes, it could. It
Isn't
could.
That so funny. I love that.
Well, I think that that's what's so fun about arts and entertainment, too, is, yeah, we all have dreams. And certainly, you know, I obviously am not going to be in a major motion picture production. Won't even get to do a voice trailer for it, probably. But I get to do what I love. And I think that's what's great about is the dreams that arts and entertainment can provide, no matter whether you're on stage or a singer-songwriter, a visual artist, a photographer, videographer. It's there for the having fun with.
Yeah. And I mean, success and fulfillment look different for everyone.
True.
So I think that to me, I have a 8-to-5 job, pays the bills, so I can go play, you know, and do some of that. So
mine's called 7:30 to 4, and it pays off in the insurance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that you can play and do all these other things, these other endeavors.
Exactly. And it's just so fun because, well, part of the great thing for me is meeting incredible people such as yourself and seeing you perform.
You are such a stealthy audience member. Can I talk about that? Because I didn't know you before this,
right.
And I didn't know you were out there. And then all of a sudden, your name just kept popping up everywhere. and you would, like, with the podcast, too, and Midtown, I would, like, hear your name more. And I was like, I think he was there, that stealthy guy. So here
stealthy.
We are. It only took
stealthy at 267 pounds.
It didn't take long for us to, though, connect, which is, again, another testament
to
Sioux Falls.
Right, and I think off air we're going to talk about this. It's just too fun. No doubt about that. What do you do to prepare yourself for a role? Do you have any things you go through? Any rituals?
Yeah, I suppose the biggest thing is to read it lots and lots of times, whether it's a musical or a play, to read it lots of times. And another part of the preparation, I think, is to, everyone thinks about it differently, but I like to see what other people did with the role. So if it's existed before, unlike Reality Wives, we got to invent those from scratch, you know, and some of those original, I've done four now, original works, two with a different person than two with Luke Tachi. And that's always the, it's hard work. It's worth it, but it's hard because there's no one to base it on. You get to originate it. So that's a whole different preparation story. But I think watching other people to me is really helpful to see the choices they made and see what I would do differently or the same or that kind of thing.
Okay. So
is that cheating? That might be cheating. I'm getting inspiration.
No, I wouldn't call it cheating because you're taking a look at what, you know, obviously if it's somebody that you get to see do it means they've probably gone pretty high to the point of being in a big production where it's recognizable.
Doing it well.
Yes, doing it well. So then you can go, oh, yeah, that's great, but because you never want to emulate somebody.
Right.
But you do want to draw inspiration from them. I think that's a great way to put it, that, you know, this is just, it's somebody's example, but I'm going to improve on it even.
Yeah, I think I find equal things that I like and dislike about the way someone does it. So, you know, you can really make it your own. Not that I dislike anyone, but just the type of, you know.
Now, did you approach Goodnight Theater and say, I want to be in it? Or did they approach you? Or did you just go through the audition process?
Yeah. So what is it now? 3-4 years ago, I auditioned and then just kept showing up, kept auditioning. And luckily, they didn't turn me away.
Yeah. Well, we're thankful for that.
Yeah.
And what's been one of the... Well, it's always tough to figure out a favorite role, isn't it?
Oh, but, gosh.
What's been one that you go... I'm so glad I got to do that.
So recently with Fantastics, I had done that before, actually, and it was not one of my favorite shows. But when they said they were going to do that one because it was one they could do outside and all of that, I was like, I'll put my hat, you know, I'll put my name in the hat or whatever. And when I was selected, I was like, oh, no, I have to do this show again. I was pretty excited, and I knew it had a role for me. And the reasons I was excited now can say it was my favorite. Well, one, the voice type is mine. So I'm a coloratura soprano and I don't get to use that very often. And so it was really nice to sing some of those high notes and remind myself that I can do that. And actually that's where I'm supposed to live, even though typically I sing other parts. And then I think what the director did with it really made it my favorite because it was set in the present day.
Right.
It was made more contemporary, made more politically correct, and just... I think the castmates too, the talent up there, I mean, they really make you level up.
Yeah.
They set the bar high.
When the Best Actor Award at Sioux Falls Stage goes to a mute.
Yeah. Someone with no lines whatsoever.
But it was so well done.
Right?
You know, that's the fun part.
And he was acting. Yeah. That was,
so
you
what,
know, listening.
What did you go to Fantastics with this time around? Since you kind of said, oh, you know, I'll just put my name in the hat and, oh, I got the role.
Yeah.
What did you bring to it differently than the last time you'd been in it?
Well, it had been quite a few years. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of life experience helped with some of those moments. They also made the choice to have the girl be 18 instead of 16. And I also think that there's a different type of naivety that comes with that. So a little more like worldly and that kind of thing. I think that a lot of the choices they made helped me to relate to the character more and just relate to the story.
What's the role you want that you've not been in yet?
Oh my gosh, that's a difficult choice or topic. You know, I don't necessarily have like a dream role. Usually the ones I want are ones that I can never have. Like, I mean, not that I would, but Genie in Aladdin, what a cool role.
Oh, yeah.
Look at me. I'm not going to. I mean, you can't. But,
you might actually fit in a bottle.
I could fit in the bottle. There you go.
Or the prop wouldn't have to be as large.
There you go. You're welcome. I'm doing you a favor. But some of those really high energy roles would be pretty fun. I do love Jason Robert Brown, the composer. He does a lot of great musical theater. And there's a lot of new stuff that I'm really into. Like, maybe it's not that new anymore, but Ordinary Days and some of that new musical theater coming up. It's like they're not a Sondheim. They only have one.
Right.
And those are like such good nuggets everywhere.
So is it a musical that you'll go to before a play?
Yeah. Okay. However, I married a play person, so he loves plays, and that would be his preference. In fact, he doesn't really like to sing at all, and so he'll go to a musical, but we haven't done many shows together lately because I'm a musical gal, and he's like he wants to do plays. So,
well, you know, it's funny because I have a good friend that does not like musicals at all.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about going to a movie together one time years ago. I said, well, let's go to Chicago. He says, that's a musical. I said, yeah, but it's a great musical. He goes, but people don't just break into song. The first thing I said was,
Have you met
my mother.
There you go. Have you met me?
And the great part was, what does he love? Star Wars. You know, because people just go around with their big cyber attack stuff.
Yeah, that's
stuff.
Realistic.
Yeah, that's really it, isn't it, Dan?
I love that.
Yeah, but I've always loved a good musical. And speaking of, do you happen to have Apple Plus TV?
Yeah.
Schmigadoon.
Oh my goodness. You are like the eighth person to recommend that to me.
Oh,
and
love
I haven't started
it. You haven't
yet.
Seen it yet.
No, but you're like the
eighth
person.
You will go through it in a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been highly recommended by multiple people that I respect, so
incredible.
I really do need to see it.
All right, so there's not necessarily a role that you haven't played yet that you desire, but what about a particular musical that you'd like to be in?
Oh, geez. You know, I think I said stuff about Jason Robert Brown
and the newer ones.
So those ones are, they're not classics, but they could be.
Mm-hmm.
I think they eventually some of those that I like hopefully have good enough taste. But there are also some, I was in West Side Story.
Ooh.
And that's such a good one. I was Anybody's, and that was, they let me do all the dances. So Anybody's doesn't usually, but the way this director let me do all the dances with the guys, and that made that role for me. So
awesome.
That one was, I would do that one. There's some that I would do again too. It's so fun. Like Fantastics was a true opportunity to get to redo it. And like Bob had been in it before, Bob Wendland. Mm-hmm. So both he and I kind of were like, we better step it up. This is our second time doing it. So
right.
I do think there's a bit of a challenge too in reviving roles here.
What would you love to do in the arts and entertainment world that you're not doing yet?
Geez, that's such a hard question. I don't know that I have an answer for that. I'm kind of a bit of a yes person, so.
So if somebody approaches you saying, hey, Brittany, would you can, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think I would. It's so funny. I have these like weird little thoughts. So our photographer, Rachel Winters.
Yes.
So talented.
Wonderful job.
She takes headshots. And there was one time she was like, do you prefer your left or right? And I was like, I have a theory. And she's like, what do you mean? And I said, I think whatever your eye is, your dominant eye is the one you like to have forward. And she was like, no one has ever said that to me. And I was like,
but how
I know
true.
I'm a weirdo because I think of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, I can never, you know, when people are deciding, I usually think it's
what?
Your dominant eye or your, you know, dominant side. So I thought that was so, and things like that, or like a microphone. Here's a patent idea for somebody. How come the ends of microphones can't also be the receiver? So you don't have to have all these giant packs
They're
and things.
Working on it.
See, I
saw one
ideas,
the other
right?
day that it's not quite that minimalistic yet, but it's getting there.
Right? So yeah. I have good ideas.
Yes, you do.
They're
you
like weird
ideas.
Little tiny.
Okay. If you were to write a musical, what would you write about?
I think I would write about, I mean, I have some funny ideas of movies that would be great musicals. So there's some of that. But like The Secret Life of Pets as a musical could be actually really like quirky and weird and funny.
Anything
and
with pets
people
could be
like
great.
I know, right? Yeah. People like that. But like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the musical. Can you imagine? So I think of stuff like that would be pretty cool. But I don't know that I am a writer as much as I am, you know, provide me and I will take creative license.
Okay. Yeah. So if somebody says, we need to do this. Well, how about if we did this? You'd do that part and leave somebody else to the writing part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or even when someone has an idea, I can really like get in there with some ideas and details. So we did like a workshop of Daytime, the musical, which was written by Lou Tecchi.
Oh, that was great.
He asked us for feedback and I was like, see, this I think is my strength more than writing something from scratch would be to provide some insight or ideas of how to do it differently.
I love it.
So,
okay.
So I think those were hard questions for me because I don't know that those were my strengths.
What do you feel are your strengths? Besides what you just mentioned with the feedback and so forth.
But I am a detail person, I think, and also quite creative. So I think I have problem-solving skills, mm-hmm. which theater is, that's all it is here, make this magical thing happen. And I'm like, all it is a bunch of problems stacked up together that you have to then solve. And I mean that in a good way.
Right.
You know, creatively, it's super fun. So I think that those are my, I'm a good creative problem solver in that way. And I also think that I love people and I love watching people and meeting people, and you can learn a lot from them just by watching. And so I think that that's something I bring to the table too, is I notice different things than other people might. And so when it comes to playing a character or talking about different character traits, I think that would be something that I'd be very good at.
Mm-hmm. So when you're,
it's hard to talk about yourself like this, isn't it?
That's why I like asking the questions. When you're not part of the entertainment crowd, what do you like to be entertained by?
So this is going to surprise some people. I actually like to play video games.
Seriously?
Yeah. My husband,
that is surprising.
My husband, well, we were dating, and he liked video games, and so we played a few.
Okay.
And now it's like a thing that we do. And I think
do you have a date night of video
games?
No,
it's more like a passing like time, or, you know, we have, I don't know, we don't necessarily pick a date to do it, but it's
okay.
Sort of an after work or after dinner thing. Not every night, but that would be probably a problem. But no, it's pretty fun. So I think that surprises people. That's mm-hmm. a real thing. I like to watch movies and shows and stuff, but I am such a busybody, so I'm not usually home to
right.
do that a lot. But the video games is probably the most surprising entertainment.
Right. So besides those, any other hobbies?
I think we have a dog.
Okay.
So I love taking him out for walks and doing that kind of thing and taking him to the dog park. I'm a terrible cook, but I like to bake. I'm not that great at either. I'm really not great at cooking, but
Come on, you're going to be Mrs. Claus.
I know, right? No, tell anybody. Cookies, baking, okay. It's fine.
Yeah. All right, good.
Right?
We're good on that.
That's
one.
Important.
Yeah.
But yes, so I think I like doing that stuff, and I just don't have time to have other hobbies, really.
True.
So yeah, those are the main thing. I also really like event planning. It's part of my job, but it's also mm-hmm. something I really enjoy, like hosting people. So we've done like a Halloween party, like pre-COVID, we did them like every year. And so I really enjoy hosting people and doing that kind of thing too.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Theme. Been... Give me a theme. I'll
okay.
run with it.
We'll talk afterward. All right. Brittany Hansen, great getting to know you a little bit more. And as I said, you are just a wonderful person to watch on stage. And throughout this interview, I'm sure they heard you smile.
I hope so.
All right.
Thanks
for spending some time with us. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
And we'll be back with more of the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Sure, they have darts. And you've heard me talk about how ruggedly handsome the trivia host is, but all caps fun never stops at the Sky Lounge and Tea. And fun is best had with your friends enjoying live entertainment, as in live and local. Yeah, the Sky Lounge believes in giving you the best bands, solo artists, and comedians from the area. The Neo Johnsons, Elizabeth Hunstead, Skylar Volks, as well as many others. And a great staff will make sure you enjoy your fun at the Sky Lounge in Tea, South Dakota.
Dr. Perry Langston and Dr. Corey Tooney know excellence is in you. That's why they provide you with excellent care at XO Chiropractic, improving your overall health in spirit, body, mind, and will. Get results the natural way. Arrange a consultation, 605-332-9235 or exochiros.com. Excellent care for excellent people. XO Chiropractic, located at 4309 South Racket Drive in Sioux Falls.
A bit flirtatious, but most of all, fun. Here is Dave Holly.
Welcome back, everybody. It's been so fun getting to know so many people in the arts and entertainment community, especially around the Sioux Empire. I teased you last week that we might be extending the territory, the geography, the borders, specifically the word border, when it comes to this week's episode. Joining us from North Dakota, live here in Sioux Falls at the Warehouse Recording Studio, Natty Jean. How are you?
Good.
Glad to have you along. You know, I had Mark on the air. And first of all, tell us, what is the relationship to Mark?
So Mark is my dad's cousin.
Okay, so it's cousins. So you'd be like second cousins or whatever they officially call it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and so you are here at the Warehouse Recording Studio, recording a new album.
Yes.
Wow. But we're so glad because you've made your way down here for that, so we can say legitimately here in the Sioux Empire, we've got that covered. But it's I've been friends with you on Facebook and via Instagram and so forth. You've got a great social media presence because not only do we get to see great pictures of you, but we get to hear a lot of your stuff as well. And so tell us, first of all, what got you into singing and into being a performer?
So I should say that probably like my dad and mom are the main reason why I went into singing and performing. My dad and mom were in a band together all of the years when I was growing up. So I was raised on that. My mom was the lead singer. My dad was the lead guitarist. And so I was just raised around being around a band and they're all jamming out. I mean, they'd have practices in the garage and so that's kind of where my love started, was just being around all of that music. And I just fell in love with, like, music is such a huge part of my life. Like, it's just, I could never go a day without listening to music. So it's just a passion I have. I just feel like it brings so many emotions or what you're trying to say across. And I just love that.
Yeah. Okay. So you basically were indoctrinated into it via family, grew up around it. What's made you move to other steps, though, to recording albums and so forth? What's been the drive behind that?
I would say just trying to get myself out there so that I can, show my lyrics and what I'm trying to say, and just to put myself out there. Writing songs and singing and stuff is my passion. So if I can get myself out there more, then hopefully I can do it more often. And, you know, that'd be my dream to do it
all the time.
I think it's just a way I communicate. Like, music is really the way that I communicate my feelings and stuff like that. So it's a huge part.
All right. So singer-songwriter then. And so you recall the first song you ever wrote?
The first song I ever wrote was just on piano. And I didn't write any lyrics to it, but I was probably in middle school and I actually still remember it.
You do?
Yeah. I still play it sometimes on the piano, like if I'm around a piano. And yeah, it's just,
do you ever play it when you're performing?
No, it's just kind of a different instrumental. It's almost more like a classical feel type
really?
Of song. So
wow.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
So a lot of genres and so forth that you would cover. You do tend to lean country, though, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why so?
I just like a lot of the messages that they have and kind of like the atmosphere around country music. You know, I actually used to love, I mean, I love all different genres. I've gone through phases and stuff like that. But just now, throughout the recent years, it's just, I just love the country feel and just the way that I would just say probably like the way that, I don't know, they almost have like a family. It's like country music has like a big family. That's what it seems like. It's just like they all, where some genres are just not that way. But I like the guitar a lot, so I like the sound of the guitar, so country music seems to have a lot of acoustics and
right.
stuff like that, so that's a huge thing, too.
Who are influences from the country music field that you looked up to or still look up to?
So I loved Jody Messina. That was a big one that I liked growing up. Now, I love Gretchen Wilson. I love Miranda Lambert. Maren Morris is a new one that I really love. Kind of those edgier country
right.
singers.
Well, don't you think that country music overall has leaned more that way now?
Yeah.
There was an old phrase that they used to say that country was rock and roll's bastard brother.
Yeah.
that's one I heard when I used to be in radio bajillion years ago.
Yeah.
But now it seems like it's even becoming more of a country rock type
right.
feel.
Yeah. And I do love that because, yeah, rock would be like my second favorite genre. I love rock. So just like that mix, yeah, that edginess along with still that country twang and some of that and stuff. I just like Johnny Cash. I love Johnny Cash. That's
who doesn't?
I know. Yeah. Like even his last album that he made, that's got some of my favorite songs of all time on it. So
what is it like to make an album?
I actually really enjoy it. It's really neat to see songs that you just have like the basic parts of become something so beautiful. Just with the input of different musicians and with Mark and everything, it's just like when everything comes together, it's just so great. And like I said, each song that I write, they usually have a meaning to me, you know, so it's a message of some sort that is relatable to me. So it's just, yeah, really special.
So this album that you're recording at this time down here, along with Mark Dom, who is the owner, operator of Warehouse Recording Studio, and he has a bar here too. It's lovely. We added a little something to it tonight. So this is the first time that it's not the first time. That'd be a lie, David. It's one of the few times that I'm at a place where we're recording and able to have Jasper Newton, the old Jack Daniels Diet Coke. Oh, refreshing. But you're refreshing because it's so fun to see people that have a passion for what they do. And from the little bit I've known about you leading up to this point, it certainly has been she loves what she's doing, whether it's in the recording itself or it's on stage. What gives you the biggest thrill?
I would probably have to say performing does. Mm-hmm. Because it's so live and it's like, yeah, it's just the emotion and then getting people out there on the floor that they're caught up in that feeling too, whether it's happy or sad or whatever, they're just enjoying it along with you. And I just love being able to, yeah, share that experience with people.
Yeah, connect with everybody
out there.
Yeah,
connect with them and have a good time. Or, you know, it's just great when you get to... Yeah, they're enjoying life, and you get to enjoy that part with them. So.
Now, you perform, for the most part, around your homeland up in North Dakota. But what are some other places you'd like to perform?
I'd like to perform wherever.
Ah.
Bring me wherever, put me wherever, and I'll sing for you.
Excellent. You ever thought of doing anything like, you know, America's Got Talent, or let's see, Are We Too Old for Idol?
Yeah, I'm too
old. Yeah, that one's got that. So you could do the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have tried. I got through the private audition and then they did the interview round.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't make it through that final round. So
who got you out of there?
Was it
one of the particular judges or?
No. So,
no, this was on a different spot before getting up to that point.
There's a few rounds before you actually even get to that point. So it's basically like the recruiting team. The casting team. But yeah, it was a great experience. My dad drove me all the way to Boise, Idaho. So that was really nice.
Quite the trip with dad, huh?
Yeah, but it was a great experience. And
what did you come away with besides just being able to say a great experience? Was there, you know, something you learned from it?
Yeah, I would say I just learned to, you know, just keep putting myself out there, even if you get rejected.
Right.
You know, it's like... It just helps you learn more and gives you more experience, and you just don't become so nervous. Like I have a lot of anxiety when it comes to performing or anything like that. So every time that I put myself out there, it just gets easier and easier.
Okay, I have to ask then, because you hear this so often, different people that to perform, it's like that is their way of hiding an inadequacy or something, or... Are you actually truly an introvert? And then you step on that stage and you become Natty Jean?
Yeah, I would say so. I'm pretty quiet in my, when I'm not performing. But when I get on that stage, then I have to be.
The switch gets turned
on. Yes, I got to perform and, and I do enjoy it because, it's just that outlet.
Right.
So.
Do you have anything that you do specifically before you go out and perform? Do you have any playlist that you jam to get psyched up for the show?
Yeah. I mean, I like to get any high energy song I like to listen to beforehand. Maybe have a couple drinks before. Loosen up.
A little and, song smoother.
Right? Get loosened up. And
all right.
Stuff
so favorite drink then?
I would have to say anything with vodka would be my favorite.
Okay. Well, you know, my wife drinks beer for the most part, but she flies better with vodka. Oh. and fun little story to tell about her. I've told it many times, so she's not embarrassed by it anymore. But one time we were flying to Chicago, and we had to fly from Sioux Falls to Minneapolis, St. Paul, and then have a little bit of a layover. Well, when we get to Minneapolis, St. Paul, we land, and we have to go to a different terminal. And she had already had, a couple Bloody Marys prior to the flight, plus another one on the flight. And we're on the tram, and she's looking around, seeing all the retail stuff, and says, "Why are there so many stores about Minnesota here?" Hon, we're in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh, my gosh, that is hilarious.
Oh, yeah, one of the fun ones. But I suppose you get some great stories that come along from being on the road, too.
Yeah.
Anything particular you want to share?
No, I mean, just people are, some people are more wild than others.
Yeah.
But actually, I love watching the more wild people because they're just having a great time. And so it's fun to watch.
Does it ever throw you? Or does it just make you perform even more?
Yeah, there was actually one incident recently where I was like, okay. You know, like it just paused while I was singing and, you know, then I had to go back to singing. But it was a little bit, you know, a woman showing her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it was just, I was caught off guard and I was like, okay. All right.
That would do it, I suppose. I still think one of my favorite reactions anybody's ever told me about when being flashed was an elderly gentleman. He was working as an usher at the Denny Sanford Premier Center. And he was on the main floor and he looked up and this gal flashes him. And then he pretended like he was smoking a cigarette. Oh, man, that's a classy way to do that, you know.
That is funny.
You know, he could have gone, oh, no, or, you know, oh, yeah. Clapped or applauded or something. No, let's just look like we're having a smoke afterward.
That's hilarious.
I loved it. Anytime anybody performs, there's going to be some things. Mm-hmm. Have you learned to be good at just, you know, picking up with whatever's coming your way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, over time, you're just used to it.
Yeah.
So it gets easier over time. But yeah, I love it. It's great.
All right. So it's going to be a Natty Jean album, but you play with a few groups.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell us about those and the different types of things that each bring you then or sure. That you bring to them.
So Whiskey Creek is with my dad.
Yeah. Just a great name for a band right there.
And so that was actually the original name too when my mom was the lead singer. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of classic rock, a little bit of country, and we play a lot around like the Wahpeton area, Lisbon, kind of that eastern portion of the state. Mm-hmm. So it's really great. They're like a family. I've known them, you know, most of them since I was little, you know, at the members and stuff like that. And I am really the only main singer in that band. And then All Aces is one I just joined recently here this year. And there's another lead singer. His name is Travis. So he sings half the songs and I sing half the songs. So it's just a great dynamic. And then we do more of like the party hit songs. So it could be any genre, country, pop, classic rock, punk rock.
Like what a DJ would play at a wedding dance.
Yeah, anything to keep people on the floor dancing. So it's just really great. It's great to get, you know, some of each of that, you know, because you've got the classic rock, which I love classic rock. And then you've got those fun party songs. So I get a little bit of each.
Right.
And All Aces plays a lot, like in Minot, Bismarck. We just actually played in
Beach. Good old Why Not, Minot. Yeah. Yes.
I always love that slogan. I had so much fun last when we played in Minot at the original. It was so fun. And we played just in Beach this past weekend. We opened up for a country singer named Logan Mize. It's just fun. A blast. So.
All right. So in those bands, you're playing some classic rock. You're playing a little bit of country. You're playing fun dance tunes and so forth. Tell us about this album that you're here recording.
So this album is going to be a little different than what you've seen in the past. It's going to be called Bear. That's what the name is going to be called. And it's basically more emotional, vocally charged songs. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely going to be different, but you'll have a little taste of, it's almost a different genre taste into each song. So you'll get a little bit of everything, I think, in this one. But it's an album that will really mean a lot to me because they are more personal songs.
Right.
So I'm excited for that. And they'll just be, you know, more, you know, the basic elements of a song. They're not going to have a bunch of different instruments, stuff like that. It's just going to basically, like, you know, be vocally charged songs. So
Bear, as in like bearing your soul then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was that the original? What came first, the songs, and then you said, let's put them all together and call it Bear? Or did you go, I really want to do an album called Bear and it all be, you know, very personal?
Yeah, no. It actually is just songs I've written over time that, yeah, I just thought they'd all kind of collect into that saying. So
mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah. So tell me, how long does it take you to write a song? How often you go back, rewrite, and what's been the fastest thing you've written, and what's been the one that took you years?
I wouldn't say anything took me years. I usually, so like last year, I literally probably wrote 1 to 2 songs like a weekend, and I'm not talking like full, you know, it was more like demo version. So a little bit of piano, maybe a little bit of bass, you know, things like that. And it probably would take me a couple hours to get that down per song. I'd usually go upstairs. I'd escape into my bedroom and I'd just, you know, use that time to write something if it came to my mind. The fastest song, you know, when me and my dad... Well, when my dad wrote Nobody's Fool, when he did the music part, the lyrics, I think, probably came pretty fast to me for that one. He just had me listen to it, and I came up with them while I was sitting there. But really, a lot of mine, the lyrics come really easily to me. That's the part that comes easy to me. So lyrics and, like, the way that the melody is going to be, that part comes easy. Now, the instrumentation, stuff like that, like, that's Mark's forte.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mark, can you do something with this? You know, send him like the basic stuff. And because I know what I'm trying to get across, you know, but I just can't figure out all the instrumentation and how that should go.
Yeah. So you go with the singer songwriter part, not the singer musical conductor part.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. What kind of instruments do you play, though?
I can play a little bit of piano.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I actually used to play alto sax for like 4 years.
Okay.
But it's been a long time since. But I probably could still play it if someone had
right.
one.
Right. Yeah. Well, I haven't played a valve trombone in 40 years now, but I think I could still do that. Can't wrestle or play football or throw the chaplet right. anymore, but I could still pick up a horn. That's why I love music and arts and entertainment is, you know, it's something that can be with you for all of your life.
Yes.
And, you know, my father passed away a few years ago at the age of 92. And, you know, he was still listening. You know, he loved music.
Yeah.
Even though his condition wasn't that great, you could tell that when music was being sung by somebody at the home or, you know, something being provided, that he still was enjoying that. So that's what I love about arts, entertainment, music. And I certainly enjoy the music that you've been putting out. How many tracks we're going to have on the album?
It's going to be 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, because I remember, you know, in the old days when I was your age or younger, there used to be those things called vinyl records.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of them would have 8 to 10 on a side even.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once we got down to CDs and so forth, and then they came out with the EPs, mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, so what constitutes an album anymore? So I'm glad to hear that you've got 9 on it.
Yeah.
That's excellent. and a wide variety of things, you said.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are in this that are helping you with playing in the band? Your dad playing is part of this too, right?
Yes. Yep. My dad's playing, going to be playing on it. And, you know, I'm sure Mark is going to play some stuff. You know, he's been working so hard on trying to get everything in time because I've been playing a little bit of piano and he's got to like move the stuff over for the beats and stuff. And we might even have an actual piano player be able to play
okay.
a couple of songs. So I'm really excited about that. You know, just have all that emotion that they can easily put into the song. And but yeah, my dad will be playing guitar and he's already played some piano on it. And so that makes it more special. Like it's all right. in the family, Mark, my
yeah.
dad. And yeah, I've been blessed to have all these amazing musicians that have helped out. I mean,
right.
it's just great.
Well, and Mark can find people out of the woodwork too.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah. That's the great thing about him.
Yeah.
And we should also mention that, you know, part of this is the fact that you are in what I call the stable of Crazy Poet Records.
Yes.
And what's so nice is because, you know, there is more than just the fact that you're here in Sioux Falls recording this. But, you know, we've already got the three people from Sioux Falls that are artists on Crazy Poet. And what's great is y'all have different styles.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's fantastic that, you know, we're not getting overloaded with one particular genre or anything. But I pay attention to how you all cheer each other on, too. That has to be, you know, a great feel to know that, you know, here's this badass balladeer
yeah.
Matt D.,
right.
that listens to your stuff and goes, wow, that was really great. You know, I like that. And so what do you think about Crazy Poet Records in the groupings that it has of artists at this point?
Yeah, I think it's great. I feel blessed to be a part of it. I mean, they're all so talented. And like you said, it's all different genres. We all are so different, you know. And the support that we each have for each other, I think that's great too. You know, we're all cheering each other on
right.
and we hope for the best for each of us. And yeah, David's doing so much work behind the scenes and Mark does so much work too. It's just, it's so nice, you know, to have these people that are really rooting for you.
Well, so. And, you know, the Dave Holly Hour is the preferred podcast of Crazy Poet Records.
That's
just
great.
Just tell David that, you know, push him a little bit more on it. See if we can't use it, you know, some big title.
Right?
The preferred podcast of Crazy Poet Records. But that's fantastic that you got that opportunity. And so everything that's coming in this new album is original, correct?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that fact as well because, you know, we've got plenty of covers out there. I love going watching a cover band. I still listen to classic rock and everything else that I've accumulated over the years. But when I hear something that's new and I can say, wow, that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
And I have a good friend that says that live music is good for the soul. So besides hearing you in what you've recorded, but like I said, you know, I've caught you on social media with some of your live performances too, but I do hope to make a trip up to North Dakota sometime just to see you perform live.
Oh, that would be so great.
Because it would just be an awesome thing, and I would love to attend one of the shows sometime. As long as I can get in free.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You can get VIP pass.
Backstage. All right. Love chatting with you, Natty. Two questions that I always like to follow up at the end with. First of all, when you're not the performer, what do you like to be entertained by?
Music. Yeah. I like watching live bands.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I'm not performing, I love going to support other local musicians and stuff like that. It's just fun to watch them. And I try not to, you know, like a lot of times when you are a musician or a singer, it's like you don't just sit and enjoy. You kind of just like listen to everything too. But yeah, it's just there's so many amazing musicians out there just locally everywhere. It's like
there are.
It's just, yeah, if you go out and if you enjoy music, even if you don't enjoy music, I mean, there's something about that live experience. That
true. You know, in the almost 2 years that I've done this show now, that has been one of the focal points is how much talent there is.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
And if you say, well, I'm bored, I can't find anything to do, bull crap.
Yeah.
There is something, not just every weekend, there's something almost every night that you could go to.
Yeah.
All right. So then the last question is, any other hobbies?
I would say another hobby would be, I like doing makeup.
Applying it to others?
Yeah,
as in,
I do,
you know,
yeah.
Doing that for people getting married and things along
I've
that
I've done,
way?
Yeah, like before
awesome.
Proms and
right.
stuff like that for, you know, girls and stuff like that. I just really enjoy doing that stuff too.
Oh,
so.
Wonderful. All right. It's been wonderful getting to know you beyond the social media posts and so forth, Natty. And look forward to getting up to North Dakota sometime to see you perform live. But just thank you so much that you were able to take some time away from recording your album down here that you could spend on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. Seriously.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more of the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Ladies, when it's time to give your nails some love, get that extra special treatment from Quality Nails on South Minnesota Avenue in Sioux Falls. Manicures and pedicures that look great and make you feel fantastic. Zaya and Tony provide professional care for your hands and feet, whether you just want the basics or an extra special look with added flair. Oh, and guys, it's okay to treat yourself too. Quality Nails. Call for an appointment. 605-334-1463.
People ask him where he got his top shelf voice. Dime store. Bargain bin. Once again, here is Dave Holly.
Thanks again, everybody. Appreciate all you do on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I appreciate the likes, the shares, everything else. And comment anytime. Certainly appreciate that as well. Thank you as well to the guests today. Weren't they incredible? What a couple of wonderful young women. And so strong in their arts and their entertainment. So again, thank you to Natty Jean from North Dakota. But right here in Sioux Falls, Brittany Hansen, thank you. Thank you both for the great conversation. Also, thanks to our friends down at Agua Fresh Wood Grain Brewery and Frontier Bank, that wonderful lobby area there at 9th and Phillips on the first floor is where we do a great many of our interviews. But also thanks to Mark Dom out at Warehouse Recording Studio, where we talked with Natty Jean last Friday. Friday the 13th, tell you what, that was anything but unlucky. That was a lucky day to meet that young lady. Absolutely charming, as was Brittany Hansen. Great to have younger people that are really pushing the arts in our area. So, what's coming up? Well, tonight, it's 6 feet over at Pave. They get underway at 6 p.m. Me and the missus will be heading out for that. Also, tomorrow night, then, Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues has a front porch concert. It's on Phillips Avenue. If you want the details, go to their Facebook page. It'll tell you the exact address. And then some upcoming events. Don't forget, Canton Comedy 2, Saturday, August 28th. I will be opening. Jerry Irby will be the feature. And, oh, the lady herself, Jamie Tharney, will be the headliner. So that's some upcoming stuff. Thanks again for listening. Appreciate it. Have yourself a great week in between times. Remember, I'm Dave Holly, and for me, every day is a holiday.
The Dave Holly Hour has been brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, Quality Nails, Ale Hop Brewery Tours, and Jesse Moffitt Entertainment. If you would like to contribute to the continued success of this podcast, go to DaveHollyHour.com. At the bottom of the front page is the additional links section. Click on the orange button, Dave Holly on Linktree. You can order merchandise, become a Dave Holly Hour VIP, and make contributions to the show. The Dave Holly Hour is produced in the Dipsy Doodle Studios by Big D Entertainment.
Thanks for listening.